Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. At Sunday's game against the San Diego Chargers, former Browns greats Dan Fike and Mike Pagel served as honorary coin toss captains. Before the game, they caught up with Dave Chudowski of WKYC in the pregame huddle. Here's a listen to that interview and our recent alumni spotlight presented by Cuyahoga Community College.
Bobby Mitchell, the fastest man in football.
Touchdown!
Graham steps over the line.
One of my favorite parts of the show now is when we bring in the honorary captains, Dan Fike, Mike Pagel, of course, played in the great days of the 80s. Dan now lives in Westlake. Mike is in Strongsville. You can hear Mike on the radio, and he has his website, Pagel on Point. So these guys very much involved in the community, which a lot of Browns players who have played in Cleveland do that. That shows you the strength of the organization with the community. And Mike, I want to start with you first and go back to those days in the 80s. And then for me, 1985, man, that was a special year because that's when the Browns really started to turn the corner and went 8-8 and then made the playoffs, lost to Miami. But for fans that have watched and only have seen the Browns struggle, tell everybody what it was like back in those days when the Browns were just incredible.
It was an incredible feeling, and that's when a time when the town and the players and the team were all one. There was not the city, the players. And we did. We just loved being together with everybody. We could go out to a grocery store and people would talk to us and we would talk about football or talk about kids, or we belonged in the city. And that's why a lot of us, like Dan and I and a whole bunch of others who still live here in town, because we just enjoy this town and the camaraderie and the feeling when you stepped on the field, how it wasn't our fans, it was our family that was behind us, and it was just an exciting feeling.
That's a great answer. Dan, so close to the Super Bowl, that guy John Elway, darn it. I mean, but to be in those three AFC championship games like the Browns were, that was incredible on the field. And the stadium, really, the old stadium was always rocking.
The old stadium was absolutely rocking. We would walk out the old dugout, you know, the Indies old dugout. Yeah. We'd walk out of the field, and then it was just one of those magical moments. Those time frame, it's a time frame that you could just freeze it, just live in that time forever. That's where you wanted to be. It was just such a great period of time for us as players and as fans. You know, we should have won one of those games. We should have been.
Should have won all three of them.
Yeah, we should have, would have, could have. But, you know, it was just such, it's so magical. It was such a great time. And people ask me all the time, would you go back and do it all over again? I mean, because of all the surgeries and things we've all had. I say, absolutely. I'd want to play with the same guys, on the same squad, and just be lucky. Give us a little luck somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that's true. And you bring up guys, Mack and Beiner. Must have been a pleasure to block for those guys.
Well, one of them would block, and the other one would run with it. As long as we were holding our blocks out there, defenses didn't want to see us rumbling with the football running down the field. And then when they started trying to play up in the box and shut down the running game, Bernie was throwing it over their head. Pagel was throwing it over their head. We had great receivers, you know, great tight end Ozzie Newsome. You know, it was hard to try and control one phase of our team, our game. And if we were running the ball, we were going to win.
Man, I got chills, everybody, because those were just great times.
So do I. Listening to Dan talk.
Man, but I got to take the chills away for a minute and talk about the team now, 1-6. But obviously a quarterback, Brandon Weeden, a lot of people saying franchise quarterback. Do you see it?
I'm not going to go franchise quarterback yet because there's a lot more work that he has to do. But if you can go back to that first Philadelphia regular season game, watch how he did not move around the pocket. And then the next week he moves around the pocket a little bit more, and he has a couple of balls batted down, and he's starting to figure out how to move around in the pocket without having to think about it. And he has that chance to create that throwing lane. Those are things that a guy with the talent that he has, he's learning how to play the game. And it comes with time. It comes with experience. I think he has a chance to be very, very good. And everybody said, well, you're only going to have him 2 or 3 years because of his age. Peyton Manning's 38 years old, had a bunch of neck surgeries and still playing. So that, to me, if I do the math correctly, it gives him Weed 9 more years before he's 38.
That's a great point. For either of you guys, the ownership change, is that a good thing, do you think, for the Browns?
I think so. Haslam is just – he's take charge, comes in. He's got a lot of fire in him right now, you can tell. And he wants to do the right thing. He wants to hold people accountable. He wants to have the team get out there and put a great product on the field. And he wants to win.
You agree?
Very competitive. He's an intense guy, but he wants to win, and he's very fair, and he genuinely cares about people. You can tell by talking to him. He likes people, but he wants to win, and if you're going to win with him, great, and if you're not going to do it, forget about it.
Mike Pagel, Dan Fike, they got the jerseys on and everything. Awesome to have you guys, the honorary captains for today's game.
Browns fans, be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com throughout the week for daily updates. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.